Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's a follow-up I wanted to ask you in the moment, but because we were running late and we had to get to break, I let it go. So you said something about 7:20, about while you were on the Jets and when you were with the unnamed player that you were with and talking about all the wacky things that were happening. You said you felt like they were cursed at one point,
yeah,
having gone through it. As we sit here today, do you still feel that way?
Do I still feel like the Jets are cursed?
Yeah. Because you clearly lived it.
It's hard to after what happened to Aaron Rodgers after four snaps on a Monday night when the whole world was watching. You know, watching Aaron Rodgers come out that tunnel holding the American flag.
Sure.
Against the Buffalo Bills. It was like, you know, Hard Knocks, kind of really putting a microscope on everything and watching the whole that all that momentum, all that, like, man, this finally happened for the Jets. And after four snaps, and mind you, it was just a routine. Okay, blown block by Dwayne Brown. Mm-hmm. This wasn't a mixed blitz. This wasn't a situation where he was running and slid. This wasn't a situation where he did something unathletic. He simply got sacked. And then, man, blew his Achilles. By the way, also a man who, you know, probably eats clean, takes care of his body, does the necessary things so he can be the best he can be. And four snaps in, he blows his Achilles. And the Jets was over. It was just over because Zach Wilson wasn't ready. The defense was playing out of skis, over his skis, trying to keep this team afloat. And we watched the presser after presser between player and Robert Saleh, the life get drained out of this ball club. So with all that said, it's hard to feel like, man, you know, whoever has the voodoo doll on the Jets, please let up. Like, there's no reason to keep stabbing at it. Like,
yeah,
it's dead.
And I can't argue that point because it's happened over and over
and over
and over. And like Vinny, very similar, the whole, even though he played a little bit in that game, the Vinny Aaron Rodgers comparison is crazy. The fact that Vinny was there last year that night.
Even pivoted backwards a little bit. When Brett Favre was here, and they were 8-3.
Yeah, and they beat the unbeaten Titans on the road.
Yes, and he blows his tricep.
But tells nobody.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, there's these things that happen to the Jets where you're just like, all right, man. Like, it doesn't happen to any other franchise in the NFL. It just seems like the Jets are always the one where the dark cloud seemingly, you know, the dark cloud kind of is always over their head, over the franchise.
My only counter, and this is what I told CeeLo on Monday or Tuesday when we were talking about this, my only counter to that is, while I can't argue anything you're saying, because there's a part of me that while I don't really believe in ghosts and curses and stuff like that,
yep,
I can totally understand why you would think that, and I won't even argue the point, except to say that in our recent memory,
yes,
we've seen the Red Sox and the Cubs win. And there are people of those fans. I'm sure the Red Sox thought they were cursed.
But that doesn't
forever
mean anything to the Jets fan like a Joe Beningo who's
it
been
should,
there.
It should, though. No, but it should. Because
why?
It goes to show that those franchises that have been beaten down, have felt like they were cursed, had Bartman, had the ball go through Buckner's legs,
mm-hmm.
had, you know, champagne on ice, because if we had the ESPN win-loss probability on the screen back then, would have been 99.2%, and then the 0.8%, they still wound up losing. I'm sure all of those people that saw Ted Williams play and never win,
yep.
that saw, you know, with the Cubs, I said Bartman, all the different crap that's gone on, they figured out a way to win.
I mean, Fiegel, I don't know if you've seen this or you too, Jerry. There was a clip, I think, recently over the weekend or maybe this past week where I think Aaron Rodgers was at a golf event
mm-hmm.
and there was a Jets fan weeping, asking Aaron Rodgers, please win him a Super Bowl. Like, that's how emotionally distraught Jets fans are.
And so, I don't blame them.
I'm like, I'm the wrong person to ask, right? I mean, ask that guy.
Like, no, but... See, I ask you because you're the one that actually lived it for a handful of years in the uniform.
Yes, yes.
You know, it's one thing for us to see here.
From the player standpoint, I never thought that because I can't, right? Because then that's I'm giving my efforts to something else that's bigger than me. Like, part of being an athlete is to be able to control or change the output of a game. So mm-hmm. I can't go into any game thinking like, well, you know, Sarah over there got the voodoo doll. No matter how much I work at or study to put in the film room, you know, she has the final say. Like, that's insane for me to think. So, but when the question was asked and when I had this conversation, it put me in a situation like, man, I know this team is trying its hardest. Like, I know we're trying to lock in. I know we're doing things. Yeah, maybe unconventional to some degree, but I know there's an effort there. And for it to not feel like it matters at all makes you feel like you're cursed.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.